Loverboy, working for the weekend, here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD.
Here when you need us, where there's never really a weekend. Because we are here all...
But we are here when you need us.
We are here when you need us, and we're here every day, whether... Actually, sometimes whether we really are enthused about it or not. But we are here when you need us. We'll continue to be that way. It's our mandate. And one of the gentlemen that kind of... pushes that mandate on us from time to time is here with us today. We're listening to David Thomasy, and he's going to tell us all about how, if you wanted to be either a law enforcement officer or a corrections officer, what you'd have to go through and how you would go about it.
Okay. So for the most part, the programs, the admission requirements are generally the same. For law enforcement, the one difference is law enforcement, you have to be 19 by the time you graduate. For corrections, you only have to be 18. You have to be a U.S. citizen. You have to have successfully completed high school or GED. Can't have been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions. Have to be of good moral character. Not convicted of any felony or a misdemeanor involving moral turpitude. So if you were charged maybe with perjury or something like that. Domestic violence is another one that will... get you in trouble. You have to go through a physical, you have to do a background check, and then you have to pass the Florida Criminal Justice Basic Abilities Test.
What's involved in that?
It's essentially to make sure that you can read and write and do, sort of basic arithmetic, because there are going to be things that you're going to, I mean, think about it, in law enforcement, you're going to have to be able to read and write, you're writing reports about what happened and so forth. So the two programs themselves, Law Enforcement Academy is a pretty lengthy program. It's 770 contact hours.
Wow.
Yes. And during that, you're going to cover a just huge set of topics, everything from legal interactions in a diverse community. You're going to learn about crime scenes, how to respond to calls for service, critical incidents. And then the ones that usually people are excited about, the high liabilities, so vehicle operations, firearms, defensive tactics, first aid. And many of those are the same for both law enforcement and corrections. For law enforcement, our next class starts on January the 13th. That's a Monday through Friday class. It's at night from 6 to 10. That allows you, if you have a day job, you don't have to quit your job to go to school. You can still go to work and then come to class at night. There's a mandatory orientation on January the 8th. That's the Wednesday before class starts. So if people are interested in the program, we're getting kind of close to that date, but you still have time to get the application done. You just need to reach out to me. You can either call me on our main number, 769-1551, extension 5613, or you can email me at dthomasy, it's dthomasee, at gulfcoast.edu for that information. On the correction side of that, their program is 436 clock hours. It will start on January 27th and end on April 17th. And that one is all day. That one's Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And the contact person for that is Beth Wall. And she can be reached at bwall@gulfcoast.edu.
Okay. So they can call you and you'll answer any questions they have about the specifics. Is there anything is there any entrance to looking at some of this stuff on the gulfcoast.edu?
Yeah, so most of the information you'll find is on our website. If you go to the program page and take a look at it, it's under Law Enforcement Academy. The technical name of the program is the Law Enforcement Basic Recruit Training Academy, but that's kind of a mouthful, so we generally just call it the Law Enforcement Academy. but yeah, the basic information is there. There is an application that you have to fill out and a short interview that you'll have to do either with me or with one of our staff to get into the program. But we have that all set up in an email. So if you're interested, you can call, leave your email address, or you can just email me and say, hey, I'm interested. We'll forward that packet over to you. Same thing with the corrections. Just send a message to Beth Wall. Or you can send it to me, and I'll get it to her, and you know, we'll make sure and get you the information that you need.
Oh, cool. Well, when we get back, we'll talk. I've unfortunately had spent a bunch of time at a North Bay campus, and we'll talk a little bit about that facility out there, because it's really an amazing facility. You guys have and where the law enforcement and the corrections academy occur, and you have quite a campus out there. So we'll chat a little bit about that too.
Right after a quick weather forecast from WMAB's Ross Whitley, here on the Mix.